Live from WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Just ahead of the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season tomorrow, and days after subtropical storm Alberto made landfall in Florida, Everglades City is still trying to piece itself back together more than 8 months after Hurricane Irma. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone gets the latest from one resident of the tight-knit fishing village.
We first met Jordan Mayberry a week after the storm, on the steps of her ruined home.
We just finished it exactly the way we wanted it. We just put up the fence. We just put in a new pool and the garage and the backsplash and the tiles. Every single thing that you can walk in the house and see that's visible to the eye.
Mayberry and her husband worked paycheck to paycheck for 3 years to pay for the renovations to their dream home, only to have Irma's 10-foot storm surge wash it all away. The 31-year-old mother of two stood in her muddy yard, surrounded by pieces of her new fence, and said, despite everything, she was grateful.
We lost our homes, but we found humanity. Everglades City is a very close community.
Now, more than 8 months after the devastation, Mayberry says that community, that family, is how they've gotten through it. She says they're lucky that Everglades City has allowed its residents to live in trailers on their properties.
We are in our camper, and this is post-Irma. Our camper is placed in our backyard. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's just hard to talk about.
The family of four is still in this camper because they're still waiting for their homeowner's insurance to settle, and they only got $1,500 from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Mayberry hangs her head at the small kitchen table in the trailer. Behind her, there's the sofa bed her 12 and 8-year-old daughters share. It's covered in stuffed animals. Mayberry says that's hardly a quarter of the girls' collection. The rest is in the garage with the refrigerator and washing machine and dryer. On the arms of the couch, which are now makeshift nightstands, the eldest has a collection of books, and the second grader has a pink cardboard castle she's constructed to hold her school supplies.
I'm crying, but they've actually been doing great. I think I worry about them more than I need to. You know, as a mom, like, you always just worry about your kids, but, I mean, they've been doing great in school.
She says it's at Everglades City School where, just after the hurricane and in the weeks that followed, the community rallied. Faculty and staff invited everyone in town to campus to grill burgers and hot dogs. Mayberry says one of her daughter's teachers even brought over cleaning supplies to try to salvage the house that had filled with water up to the electrical outlets. And with the supplies, she also brought a cooler full of sandwiches and cold drinks. The small act of kindness still brings tears to Mayberry's eyes, and she says it's one of the reasons her family never thought twice about staying after Irma.
You don't get that in a big town. You kind of get lost in, you know, the numbers, and people say, oh, you live out in Everglades City. Why would you want to live there? And I say, you can't explain it. You'd have to live it to know it.
FEMA spokesman John Mills put it this way last week. He said, perhaps just as important as preparing yourself for hurricane season is preparing your community. FEMA is often the last responders. It took the agency 5 days to get to Everglades City after Irma. 5 days of floodwaters and no electricity, cell service, or running water. Your neighbors are often the first responders, FEMA says, and that could not be more true of Everglades City, then and now. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Everglades City.